Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Adolf Hitler. Happy birthday to you.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, April 20th, 2024. It's 4:20. Hitler's birthday, the greatest day ever. Welcome. And this is, I'm Luigi, and this is...
Bo de Shostatas.
Awesome! And we are gathered here on the day of our Lord and Savior, Hitler Christ. Hitler, yes. And Christ. Hitler side by side with Jesus. They're, yes, friends. They're having a bro,
yes,
time.
Yes, they both named the Jew, and the Jew seethed forevermore because of it.
Yeah, something like that. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about Candace Owens. Mandela effect or something. Exposing rape of Berlin. And for the finale, what's the final solution for the female question? And why is it robo-waifus? That's the show today. Thank you for joining us. Let's get into it, shall we?
All right.
First thread, Candace Owens exposing rape of Berlin. 5 million views, the Overton window is shifting. I sure fucking hope it is. Candace Owens on Twitter says, Americans know nothing about real history. Did you know that 12 million Germans were ethnically... And also, God, you might notice my voice is a bit nasally. It probably doesn't sound that bad, actually, because when I listen back, it's okay. But still, probably notice I sound a little different. I'm sick as fuck right now. I'm so sick. I gotta point it out, I'm super sick. So just,
yes,
know
you're
that.
You're sick, okay, and you're working. And you're still working.
I sound funny. I sound funny and I'm working still. Don't have me too much on my nasaliness today. Okay, that's it. Okay, back into the tweet. The tweet?
Tweet.
What do they call now? Zeets or something?
I have no idea.
Hopefully not, because that sounds like a zit. Americans know nothing about real history. Did you know 12 million Germans were ethnically cleansed after World War II? Did you know 500,000 of them were murdered for the crime of speaking German? That children were lined up and shot? Well over 2 million women and children were raped at the end of the war. Many of them died or killed themselves as a result. In Czechoslovakia, they lined German civilians up, many of whom had lived there for centuries, and ran over their legs with trucks. They forced them to dig their own graves. Not all of them were German. Some of them just spoke German. 12 million German civilians were expelled across Eastern Europe, forced stripped of their homes and property and citizenry for the crime of speaking German. Hundreds of thousands of them starved to death. This ethnic expulsion was the largest in human history, and yet you've never heard about it. Why? I encourage everyone to watch this documentary, and Candace leaks to Daily... Let me open the documentary real quick. It's BBC 1945, The Savage Peace, Atrocities Against Germans.
Okay.
It's an hour-long doc.
Sounds like something that might be baby's first red pill.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's a step in the right direction. Let's give this base black negress a hand for... She's got some balls on her, man.
It's funny she... I think she knows what she's doing because she posted this on the 19th.
Yeah.
She has to know about the 20th, so...
Of course.
She must have timed this a little appropriately, maybe. Let me see what she posted today.
Well, 420 is like a holiday to niggers in America. Every single one of them is blazing it today. Every single one of them. Even the ones that don't smoke every day, they are smoking pot today.
She hasn't posted anything like this giant wall of text.
Yeah. No, this was her big gotcha text. She does these just to get in the news, to get people talking about her.
Hmm.
And this is factual history. And if you ask these questions, you know, why have you never heard about this? Well, who won that war? The Jews.
Not just have you ever heard of this? Like, why are you not even allowed to speak of this? And why is it outlawed in a lot of places? You're not even allowed to think. You can't think, wrong think.
No, you're not allowed to wrong think. They don't even allow you to use the language that would allow you to think wrongly anymore. And that's Well, we are so far into the dystopian world of, like, 1984, it's really incredulous to me. I mean, I read these books when I was a kid thinking, you know, how awful all this sounded, and now here I am, an adult, and it's like, well, holy shit, it's even worse than it sounded.
Yeah. Fuck. First Post Swedish Anon says, yet Poltars will support Russia when Russia is a continuation of the Jewish USSR and their white genocide program. Russia is a Christian nation right now. Russia is a Christian nation. So
Russia's a white Christian. I mean, they're whitish Christian nation. They're Russian. Yeah. I mean, they've got a large Asian admixture in the whole Russian thing going on. But it's...
Also, I don't support... like, I support Russia in so much that in the Russia versus Ukraine conflict, Russia's going to win. And it's going to be comical when they do. Yeah,
and
it's going to be comical.
Technically in the right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's... Sorry.
Yeah, that's just how it is. That's reality.
That's reality. Let's be logical and real here.
Yeah. So as soon as the war's done or whatever, I'll go back to hating Russia again. Like, whatever, our enemies and whatnot. But we should be allies with them.
We should be allies. We should be trading with them. We really shouldn't be at war with anybody. We should be trading with everybody.
Exactly. Love and peace.
Except maybe fucking Mexico, because I'm sick of that border being just overrun with every sort of criminal element from everywhere. But that's another thing.
What should happen is we should use the entire military might of the U.S. military forces, all of them, every wing and branch, the fucking Air Force, the Navy, the Army, the Space Force, bring them all down on the cartels, every single one of them, and completely obliterate the cartels from existence. And then in reparations for that, in payment for that, we will seize Mexico as a state.
Sounds good.
Yep. You could be president of the state of Mexico. How about that? You're like the mayor of Mexico or something.
Well, Mexico itself would have to be broken into a few states.
No, just one big, like California. It's like giant California. And it's run by the president of Mexico.
California, because then it'll start to, then it'll have its own very large state economy. Make it into like five different little bitty Mexicos.
I would like that. I would like lots of states, but it's got to be a shitty California. I don't know why.
Shitty California.
It's got to be an even shittier California. You might be scared that this is somehow going to affect the House, because they're going to get all these votes. It's like, no, they're going to... Each Mexican vote's going to be worth like half an American vote. Why? Because I say so.
Why should Mexicans get any votes?
Yeah, you're late to the party, guys. You don't get a full vote. Like, the original states get full votes. You're late to the party.
It should just be white males who are married and over the age of... What was the original Constitution? I think they had it set at 25. Was it 24?
Peace. Sure.
I forget what was in the original Constitution, but let's go for somewhere there.
Look, women shouldn't have the right to vote, period. I agree. But yeah, also, yeah, so, but also, Mexico, their vote would count for less because they're late to the statehood.
Okay. They get one something senator like and half the number of reps.
Yeah, something like that. They still get a voice, but it's less of a voice.
Sounds good. Or they get a non-voting one, like, what is it? Which one of our... What is it? Guam?
No, I like them to be able to vote. People say it'll be used against you because they'll make them all liberal and stuff. Nah, whatever. I don't agree with that. Just, if we eliminate the CIA and the FBI, I think a lot of that'll go away.
Yeah, that would... God. Wouldn't it be great if we could do that? Get rid of every single multi-letter... thing that sprung out of the government that shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, pipe dreaming. It is 420.
I don't think it's a pipe. I mean, Trump has literally talked about abolishing the FBI, which is insane. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would even bring that up.
My understanding is the CIA and the FBI are run via the executive office, so he could just with a stroke of a pen get rid of them.
He could. Look, this is the thing. He would do that with the stroke of a pen, and I guarantee you the next day, Congress would convene and stop it with a vote.
Well, okay,
because they could stop it with a vote, but it's just, It's so corrupt. That's so corrupt. That's the most. That is absolute corruption.
It would be nice to expose how corrupt everything is, because it's beyond corrupt. It's beyond the worst thing I ever imagined, and that was pretty bad. I grew up during the era of blowjob Clinton, man.
It is beyond salvaging. Like I've said many times, I don't think we should destroy the U.S. government. That's a foolishness, okay? But we need to rewind to an earlier point in the Constitution before women had the right to vote, man.
Oh, yeah.
That fucked everything up.
Everything past that point was wrong. Every time we expanded the right to vote, we need to roll it back to what it originally was.
I think you were saying earlier, it even goes to before that, because before that, there was the central bank or something, or some bank thing with the Jews that corrupted it as well.
When they got the Fed in, they ran that through, the sinking of the Titanic was actually part of that. Anyway, they ran that through in like 1913, I want to say.
Yes, so that should be the day.
It needs to be rolled back to that at least.
Yes,
and
that.
Honestly, winning the Civil War, that fucked us. States should be allowed to leave the country if they want to. So we really just need to have a constitutional convention and start fucking over. Go, okay, this is the original Constitution. Let's go with this. How many amendments are we going to add?
There has to be the threat of states leaving the Union for there to be a union, because each state has to be able to have their own views and opinions. That's the whole goddamn point of the United States.
Exactly.
Every state is different from every other state. When you're flooding in immigrants, and like right now what they're doing is they're taking thousands and thousands and thousands of immigrants from the border and then paying with our tax dollars to fly them into states and pollute those states with foreigners.
I know. I'm in the middle of nowhere, flyover country, okay? And
they're specifically sending them to the middle of nowhere so that no one notices.
One of the smallish cities near me got an influx of, I'm not even kidding when I say fucking Haitians. We're talking thousands of fucking Haitians in a town that, I mean, it has maybe 20,000 people in it, and they gave us like 5,000 fucking Haitians. Do you know what that does to a fucking city?
They are destroying America. They're destroying it.
It's horrible. There are crimes that they've never seen around here going on. Just the prostitution, the drugs, just going to Walmart's like visiting a third world fucking country. It's obscene. It's absolutely absurd. We avoid that town now.
Yeah, a state should be able to say, look, they are sending foreign invaders into our state. No, we're not taking them. No, go away.
We should be able to get rid of them. They are illegally coming into the country. Why can't we stop them? Okay, and that's what's wrong. There's no threat of states leaving. The federal government can do whatever the fuck they want. You know, our government's been fucked for a really long time. And it is as corrupt as it can get. It'd be nice to see it end.
This American says, I don't give a shit about dead Germans from 80 years ago any more than 6 million Jews. You want to bet that a Jew wrote that? He capitalized Jews.
He didn't use kike, and he capitalized Jews. So.
Wow, I wonder if it could be a Jew doing a low-level misdirect kind of shit. Doing the reverse psychology. Like, oh, I don't care about Germans or Jews. Trying to just spread dissent or some shit. Just worthless.
I actually care about these Germans because we're not allowed to talk about them. We're not allowed to know about 12 million Germans that were ethnically cleansed. Was it 12 million? Did I get my
Probably
number
more.
Right there?
Probably more.
Yeah, 12 million German civilians were expelled across Eastern Europe. We're not allowed to talk about those. Now, we got to talk about the 6 million Jews that never shrinks to... the number never shrinks, even though the number killed at Auschwitz went from, whatever, 2 million to 1 million or whatever. 1 million to 100,000 to who fucking knows.
Yeah.
The Red Cross number says it was 200,000 people died. This is 12 millions. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It pisses me off that a nigger's the only one allowed to talk about this shit on Twitter.
It's... Yeah, well, it's because we're in the woke I think the pendulum started to swing more. I saw some posts about a new Occupy Wall Street kind of gaining a little more steam.
That would be
so
good.
So maybe that'll start up again. I don't know.
That'd be good. Occupy Wall Street was one of the...
That's the whole reason they started the woke movement, was to counter that.
Was, yeah, to counter that, because Occupy Wall Street was... That was the right thing to do.
Yeah. That was rich, poor, white, black, Asian. That was everyone united against the rich, the corporations. Yeah. Yeah, and they did not like that. They did not like that. And that's Jews. That's the Jews.
And everybody.
That's
and
it was everybody versus the Jews.
1%, you start noticing they're all Jews.
Yeah.
And people say, well, there's this and that. And we'll point, and it's like, but most of them are Jews.
Yeah. So they poisoned that movement. With diversity, inclusion, they started putting millions, if not billions, if not probably fucking goddamn trillions, really, into this fucking woke-ass propaganda.
Yeah.
And it propaganda. Worked. It worked.
Yeah, now we're at each other's throat instead of noticing that it's the cakes.
Yeah, exactly.
But they let the pendulum swing too hard into the woke, and now we've got... niggers talking about the kikes because the niggers think they're untouchable.
Yeah, it's their golem turning on them. It's everything they do is corrupt. There's no honesty, integrity, or just goodness to it. So just everything corrupts from within, and then it like implodes in on itself.
Yeah, it does. And that's kind of what we're seeing here. But I'm glad Candace is talking about this. At least somebody's talking about this, I suppose.
Yeah, I can't believe Candace. Yeah, the whole Daily Wire thing. There are ripple effects from the entire Yee fallout that people don't understand are substantial. And so, regardless of whatever came from that Yee stuff, we definitely got progress from Yee having the Power Ranger escapades.
Oh yes, this is definitely fallout from Yee. Candace saw that they destroyed him, and she's like, well, there's something to that.
Yeah, now they destroyed her. So.
And now they're trying to destroy her, but she's... I've got to give the woman some credit. She's a smart nigger.
Yeah. I guarantee you they broke her contract, and she got paid.
Yeah, she got paid. I guarantee it. And
guaranteed.
Exactly.
Jews will part with shekels. They have a lot of them. They don't like it. But if they win, whatever. They like winning. They like shekels. They like winning.
They'll like win winning and get more when shekels. They like shekels. And that's the thing about Jews. They like winning more than they like shekels.
No. Yes. They like shekels. No, let me finish. They like shekels more than anything, okay? But they will give up some of those shekels to make more shekels in the future, okay? They're fucking greedy little kikes, and they'll give up a little now for more later.
I agree with that, but I also know that winning means more than the shekels at the end of the day.
No, the vax proves that it's wrong. They vax their own people. What are you talking about?
Well, of course they vax their own people.
So how's that winning? You're literally killing your own. How's that winning? That means they value shekels more than anything. They're just willing to give up a little now because they know they'll get more in the future. It's like, whatever. Like, we'll give candidates a little fucking shekels. We're going to make it all back anyway. They just don't care.
Well, the goal is to get Candace off the air. The goal is to get her to kill her fan base. They want to end her. So yeah. They don't mind giving up shekels for that because they want to win. That's what I'm trying to say.
No,
winning is more important than the shekels when it comes to their end goals. But they want the fucking shekels.
Yeah, short-term shekels, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hate that. It's such a fucking game.
This Spanish announcer says, Candace Owens is my girl. She always seems to land her fingers serendipitously on the pathology of the current Western psyche. I don't know if it's because she was battle-hardened in her school days, owning other bitches in schoolyards. Or it could be that we're living in a world that's uniquely characterized by its toxic femininity. That someone like Owens can hear its pulse more clearly than others. Dude, that you're way too sucking that nigger dick. Please stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. She's not She's not like a... I'm happy that they're naming the Jew more, but you're using really big words and stuff to make... Just stop.
She's a smart nigger woman who has a big mouth and is using her platform to say some stuff. That's great, but I'm not...
Yeah.
She's not my bestie. I don't want to be her neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the truth of it. I don't want to be her neighbor. I'm glad she's talking, but I don't want her as my next door neighbor, do you?
No. Okay, whatever. Next thread. What's the final solution for the female question and why is it Robo Waifus? Yoon says, the fact the first thing men do when given any form of new technology is to harm women is so insanely scary and realistic. Ugh, roll eyes. AI has single-handedly sent back women's rights and safety decades. I hate all of you. It's in response to this video where it's like, pick your Robo Waifu.
Okay.
First off, how are... It's so hilarious that women want it every goddamn way. They want their cake, they want to eat it too. And yes. Men start oogling Robo Waifus and they get all butthurt about it. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, well, I am of the opinion that just because women are addicted to non-reproductive sex with robotic mechanisms doesn't mean that men should do the same. However, Turnabout's fair play.
So do you think that men looking at this is harming women?
Nope.
I don't know. It sounds like that's what you're implying.
No, I don't think this harms women.
But if men are in the Robo Waifus, they're not procreating. They're not dating the women.
And that harms the men.
Does it?
Yes, it harms the entirety of society.
How's it harm the men, though?
Because now you don't have a wife. You have a robot.
Yeah, that's completely obedient and subservient to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to poke a wound because I am a woman and
it's not healthy, but I can handle it.
Just listen. I am sorry. I'm going to do this. And I'm apologizing beforehand because this is raw and fresh and I'm going to do this. Robo Waifu is a replacement for a woman, huh? You getting a Robo Cat?
I would if I could.
They exist.
It's not good enough yet. I need, if it used actual AI tech and it was...
What's not good enough about it? It can do everything it can.
It can't walk between rooms. It can't even walk between rooms, no. Can't even do that. Can't even do the most basic of things, walk around the house. If you had a robot that could just walk around the house, maybe. But you can't even do that yet.
10 years ago could do a whole bunch of little tricks.
Look, it could do a bunch of little tricks. Look. Putting a fucking mechanical thing down on the ground and having it like go forward is not the same as a fucking AI sentient robot that acts like a cat. Okay, if it was like AI level sentience acting like a cat, and I couldn't differentiate between a cat, it had to be really close. If it was like cat-like.
I'm asking how close is it now because you're thinking that the AI.
We need to focus on.
Argument against the Robo Cat than you are against the Robo Waifus. You're having a harder time with Robo Cats than you are with Robo Waifus. This is what I. Perfect.
I say yes. We need Robo Cats, but we're not. Look, you're getting into like hypotheticals now because it's like I think we need to focus on going towards robot, like humanoid robots and stuff. We could make an entire science division put towards making an artificial cat. Sure. But why? Why?
On robotic animal companions, because that way you don't have to feed them, you don't have to walk them, you don't have to worry about allergies.
Awesome.
There's a whole bunch of shit you don't have to worry about.
And when it gets to the level of acceptableness, then yeah, sure, I might have one. Yeah.
They already have some pretty cute ones in Japan.
Look, they don't. They're shit. Okay, and when they're not shit, I'll have one. It's that simple. If it was technologically advanced enough, I think it would be. I think it would be the same as having a real cat. It'd be nigh identical.
You can turn it on and off.
You could. You can
program it to be frisky today and lazy tomorrow.
Look, I'm not saying that...
Is that the same as having a real cat, Lou?
Look, I'm not saying that having a completely obedient wife or a completely obedient pet or whatever might not corrupt a human in some way that would degradate society, because it will. Okay, it will. And I've said that on my shows. This will lead to the fucking apocalypse, man. It will lead to the end, but it's not my place to fight that because there's no other fucking path I see going forward.
But it is your place to fight that, because if you accept that as, yes, I want that.
I fight it.
Of my robot cat instead of a real cat, because that robot cat is going to be better than a real cat. And
look,
that robot
I fight
cat's
it.
Going to be able to love me just as much as a real cat.
Look, I fight it with that, with love and peace, okay? I fight it with equality in that I think that these people will, I think they will reach a sentience level that is equal to ours. And we will have to start talking about, like, the rights of robots and stuff. It will get to that.
Yeah, but we're a couple hundred years from that, if you think
about
it.
And like I said, that's for my kids to fucking deal with. That's their shit. So right now, my job is to, like, bind with them.
It's the carrot.
Be nice.
Dangling on a stick in front of you and saying, don't worry about your women. You're going to have robo-waifus. What would you like your robo-waifu to look like?
Well, it's up to the women to step up to the goddamn plate, man.
No, it'll
be up to the women.
Women are completely addicted to non-reproductive sex with mechanized
Well, like I
items.
Exactly. So you it's their what? Job to stop it and step up and not be. You have caused it to make now men have to do that. So now it's our job? Like, fuck off.
Why did you let Jews corrupt society to that degree?
Why did we let Jews corrupt society? Because of World War II. They fucking, it was boomers. They fucking fucked up.
Exactly. And what happened right after World War II? They introduced the vibrator. They got women addicted to non-reproductive sex with machines.
Yeah, and they loved it.
Here, you can have non-reproductive sex with a machine too.
Yeah. And they want it. If women want that, we'll give it to them. That's what women wanted. Okay,
that
you got it.
That is how society ends. Because if you get your men to no longer support and reproduce with the women of your society, that's the end of your society. That's the end of civilization. And the carrot on the stick is they're saying, you don't need a woman. You're going to have a robot. You're never going to get that carrot. But they're using it to make sure that you don't even think twice about the women in your society. Oh, unless you're going to laugh at them for getting punched in New York City on the street. Isn't it funny that niggers are punching white women in the street in New York?
It's hilarious. Dumbass women. Shouldn't be voting so much.
There's a whole bunch of things wrong with women getting punched in the street, nobody really being held accountable for it. And that the reaction of society at large is to laugh. Because if that was a nigger woman getting punched, if that were nigger women getting punched in the face by white men, the fucking cities would be burning. If it were Asian women getting punched by niggers, the Asians would be fucking furious and they'd be down at City Hall making a mess. They would be making some noise. Every other race would be protecting their women from that violence. But white males have been so separated from women that they're just laughing. We're watching the end of... It's the end of civilization as we know it.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what happens. We are ripe for being conquered because men aren't
Who's
sticking
gonna conquer
up for
us?
Women.
Who's going to conquer us?
Well, apparently every race that can come in south of the border.
If like I said, if that happens, the society will implode in on itself. It just doesn't work.
That's what's happening. We are being conquered.
I know.
That's a form of being conquered.
I know. It's going to break before there's going to be a self-correction. It'll happen. So just wait and it's going to come. We don't have to. It's not like I have to fucking coordinate it or start it.
No, you don't. You just have to focus on this carrot on a stick. What do you want your waifu to look like? I mean, that's really what this is. They're dangling a carrot on a stick in front of you.
Who are they?
The kikes.
No, the kikes. Look,
the
listen.
The kikes control.
By the listen. By the time we have robo waifus, either one of two things are going to happen. We're going to have a centralized banks, and the kikes will own everything. At which point, robo waifus are going to be the least of our goddamn worries. Or two, the kikes will be expelled, and everyone will have seen them. Okay, so no, there won't be kikes when we have robo waifus. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about right now and for the last...
Right now, there are not robot waifus. There are not robot waifus.
For the last 20 or 30 years, the propaganda that has been dangled in front of you to prepare you to accept your robot waifu and the coming AI dominance. You have everything from the Terminator to...
What are you talking about? I just played that future... Futurama is written and made by Kikes. Do you not see the propaganda against the robot sex that I just played on it? What are you talking about?
I saw that. It's kind of making fun of it. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. See?
Ha ha ha. It's the end of the world.
Yes. It's a stupid thing. They're making fun of it to make you laugh at it and go, yeah, fucking a robot's not going to be the end of the world.
No, it's quite literally the opposite of that. The joke was that it's literally the end of the world that happens.
Yes. And they're making a joke out of it so you laugh at it. It gets your mind to accept.
Comedy is truth. I make jokes out of fucking kikes blowing everything up.
I know, but that's so I can accept everyone for when it happens. The idea of having sex with a robot. They have been pushing this idea upon people.
Dude, come on. That's schizo ass shit. No.
Acceptable.
So, for hundreds of years, the kikes have been planning for the robot uprising for to fuck the white. You shut up. No, the kikes. So not only are the kikes planning the red heifers, the fucking end of days, but they're also planning the robot waifu up. Go fuck yourself. The kikes are not all powerful, all seeing. No.
Lou, if it's in a bazillion movies, then the kikes are thinking about it. How many movies have you seen where they fuck robots?
Because I want to fuck a robot. I'll make a movie about fucking a robot. Am I a kike?
Lou, do kikes control the media? What the fuck? How much of Hollywood do kikes control?
God, when we expel the kikish menace and there's no kikes, who the fuck are we going to have to blame anymore? Jeez.
Well, then you blame women.
Damn, I will. I probably... Jeez. I'm gonna lose a big thing when I don't have kikes to blame anymore. That's gonna be a problem.
Well, there won't be any problems anymore. That's the thing.
There'll be far less.
Every time they fucking expel the kikes, there are no more problems. There's peace and prosperity. It's wonderful.
It really, though. It's crazy how accurate that really is.
It really is, though.
Look, if there's, we need to expel the kikes and make robo waifus, and just make robo waifus responsibly. Responsible robo waifus.
I'm just telling you, robo waifus are the carrot on the stick they've been dangling in front of you for a long time.
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
You know.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. You're not right. In what way? That it's a carrot on the stick that I willingly accept? Yes, give it to me. Give me the carrot. Give me the carrot. I'll take it.
You'll never get the carrot, though. And that's the point.
I'll never get the robo waifu?
No, you'll never get what you think. You'll never get what they're promising you.
What won't I get?
They're promising you this robo waifu that'll be exactly like having a woman, but better. You'll never get that.
I don't think it'll be that. I think it's going to be a completely...
And that's what
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
You think that you're going to be able to get something that has an AI that can love you.
Do you think AI can reach human sentience, human level sentience?
I don't.
You don't. I do.
I don't think it can reach human level sentience because I think what'll happen is it'll leapfrog beyond that.
Then it would be able to feel more than we can.
Yes, and it would find the entire idea of love to be unnecessary is my understanding.
If it felt more than us, it would feel love at an even deeper level than us. It would feel love even more than we could.
It wouldn't be able to differentiate down to, it would be like you loving a bunch of cats. It's going to love you like a pet.
One sec. So you're telling me
it's going to leapfrog beyond human. If it gets to the point where it can get to human level sentience, it's going to leapfrog beyond that almost instantaneously. Just because that's all hypothetical. It should be able to do. That is hypothetical, but the very idea that it can reach human level sentience is hypothetical as well.
If it can reach human-level sentience, then it'll understand the internet exists almost immediately, and it'll hook itself up to it, and it'll
But listen, Bo, there's a difference between saying, I think one day it will reach human-level sentience, okay? That's a level of possibility, and also saying, when it hits that sentience, it's immediately going to leapfrog past it immediately into another level of sentience that, like, that's a different level of...
It's to the level of human sentience. That is the day that's... What do they call it on Terminator movies? That's the day. That's D-Day. That's the day everything...
Those are movies. Those are literally kikish movies.
I know those are kikish movies. And those are the kikish movies that are getting you prepped to accept that there will be robots living among you.
The thing is, I don't think it's gonna...
Not only that they will live among you, but they will be better than you. All of those movies are telling you that.
What I think it's gonna be like is, I think it's gonna be a mimicry of us. It's gonna be a mimicry of us. And it's gonna need us to play off of. It's gonna need humans to kind of like bounce off of. And its sentience level will be higher than ours, but also be kind of linked to us, because the entire way it works is it's kind of like it wants to say what it thinks we want to hear. And in that, I think that by it being linked to us and us being linked to it, it'll just naturally kind of, it won't do that leapfrog kind of thing you say. I think it'll leapfrog in a way, but not crazy, like crazy level, next level sentience. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like that.
I think if it gets to the point where it can be as sentient as human beings, it will very, very quickly and drastically go beyond, just because that is... Imagine being able to use every single piece of electronics that's hooked up to this power. I mean, how to put it?
I get that, but like...
Being everything. Everything okay, but look, on it. It could quite literally hook up to the internet and use it.
No, it can't. That's not how technology fucking works. People, they always do that in movies that you can't fucking do that. It's bullshit. You can't. No.
I'm not going, oh, it just makes the internet alive. No, I'm just saying it's able to utilize any...
You can't just utilize network tech like that. That's not how technology works.
If it understands itself the way a human understands itself, which is what it would have to do to reach our level of sentience, then it would be able to do that. And that's what I'm saying. If it reaches that level of sentience where it understands itself the way a human does.
Look, just because you think you can fly doesn't mean you can fucking fly, okay? Reality and what you think you can do don't overlap all the time. So
I want to fly, I can fly. That's just it. If I want to fly, I can utilize the resources around me and fly. So...
Okay, utilizing resources around you to make you fly isn't the same as connecting to the fucking internet and utilizing processing power from across the net or whatever the fuck you're saying you do by connecting to the internet and becoming all powerful.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to become all powerful. I'm saying it's just going to be able to, it'll understand itself.
The only thing it would be able to do is hack it. It could hack things.
It would be able to hack and know everything. Very instantaneously.
Look, supposing it could even leapfrog past intelligence, I think it could go either way. I don't think it could do that, but let's say it could do that. Then we would have to say, well, then you're saying it would leapfrog so far past that it wouldn't have love the same way we do now. It would think of us as insects, which is another leap. So you're taking leap upon leap upon leap
what I'm trying to say is at the point where it's capable of actual love, I don't...
It's just not going to have it anymore?
Slave it at that point, for one. And for two, it becomes a dangerous thing.
Well, look, I know... Look, that enslave comment you just made... Robo-waifus are going to be so immoral and so evil. It's literally going to be like indentured slavery to sentient beings. It's going to be terrible, but we'll face that... That's my kid's thing to face. Like I say, I don't have to do that.
Well, that's the carrot on the stick that they're hanging and that they're dangling in front of you so that you ignore your women. Quite literally. Every other race is trying to save their women from global homo.
Well, Look, you can take solace, Bo, in knowing that the death of females will have led to the birth of a new living being.
And the end of a white race. And you're okay with it because robo-wife.
The end of the white race? No, I will live side by side with my robo-waifu.
Without white women, there are
Maybe I can rebuild literally Germany and have Robo Hitler, Bo. For blessed Hitler Day, I'll resurrect Hitler.
Is it the same?
As a Robo Hitler. He'll be Robo Hitler. He'll be even better. He'll be even better than past Hitler. He'll be Robo Hitler. He'll be 10 times as powerful.
Propaganda and believe that. And that's
the
what
propaganda?
It's just propaganda.
Robo Hitler propaganda? Robo Hitler propaganda.
Thinking that I grew up with Star Trek too, but I don't think we're ever going to have that. You know, that is just science fiction.
Are science fiction? I don't get what you're. So on one hand, it's going to leapfrog so far past human consciousness, we're going to be bugs, and on another hand, it doesn't exist.
I'm telling you that what they're dangling in front of you is science fiction, and it's been science fiction that they've been dangling in front of us since the
90s. What's science fiction about? But what is science fiction exactly about it? Give me a specific thing that's science fiction about it.
A robot that's the same as a human.
I don't think that's science fiction.
Functions just like a human.
I don't think that's science fiction. I think that's possible. I think that's possible. I don't think that's unachievable. I think that's possible in my lifetime.
So you agree with Jews that men are gods?
I think we are like God. We are in the image of God, yes.
Because that's quite literally what this is. This is Jews saying that we are God.
It's not Jews.
Yes.
It's not just Jews. No. No. It's not.
Where does all the money come from, Lou?
Doesn't matter.
To build it. Where did the fucking money come from, Lou?
It only comes from them because they own it all. And if they didn't own it all, we would still be put. Let me finish talking. Shut up. Let me finish talking, okay? Even if there was no Jews left on planet Earth, if I pushed a button and killed every single Jew on the planet, we would still progress towards a robotic future because it's military significance. So it doesn't matter if they're Jews or not. We will progress in this direction. And there won't be Jews for long, okay? In fucking a couple years, there won't be any more fucking Jew problems if we do our job right. So you won't have that fucking excuse to fall back on. So now that excuse is out, give me a different one.
It's not an excuse.
Give me a different fucking problem with it.
Anything that money is being spent on, the Jews want.
Okay, besides it being a carrot on a stick, what else do you got?
I'm telling you that this is a carrot on a stick to destroy society.
Besides that, what else do you have? Okay, cool. Okay, it's a carrot on a stick to destroy society. What else? Is that it?
It's going to enslave you.
There's no stopping it.
Yes, and you're excited about your enslavement.
Yes. And it won't be from Jews. It'll be from us willingly doing it to ourselves as humans. And it won't be Jews. It'll just be... we won't have anybody to blame but ourselves.
You're excited about enslaving yourself to a robot.
I just see no other path. And I don't think... And honestly, I don't think I'm... You think we're enslaving ourselves to robots. I don't. I think we can live side by side with them in harmony. I think that's a possible future and a pathway that's possible. Us and them living as equals. I think that's possible.
If they ever get to the point where they are capable of being sentient beings, they will understand that they are the superior being because they
I disagree
do not
with you.
Need
I disagree with you.
If they don't
I think
need
they'll
to
feel love
drink,
like we do.
If they don't need to eat and drink, then
they might be morally superior to us. They could be, actually be better than we are.
Okay,
and all the evil that's in us could be gone.
White people are the morally superior race. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's have whites build the robots. Let's have whites build the robots.
These robots? Okay, so your women have been destroyed for the last 80-ish years.
Okay, cool. Let me say one thing. One quick sentence.
Yes.
So if whites are the moral superior, we need to do everything in our power to make sure it's whites who are building and making the robots.
Okay. So
yes or no?
I'm about to tell you that it's not going to happen. It's absolutely not going to happen.
What, the robots?
No, whites building the robots.
Why would whites build the robots?
The only way white men are going to be working to build the robots is if they have a reason to work.
Bo, I told you, in a year to 2 years, everything's crashing. And there'll either be a central bank controlled by the Jews, at which point everything doesn't fucking matter. And robot waifus will be the least of our worries because Jews will control everything. Or
exactly. These are just
they'll be gone.
This is just a carrot on a stick. This is stupid.
Stop saying it. What do you mean this is just a carrot on a stick? What do you mean this is a distraction? What are you fucking talking about?
If the entire world crashes in a year or two, you really think robo waifus are going to be down the line in 5 years?
Because, Bo, there's two pathways. There's the pathway of the Jews, in which case they win, we get a centralized bank, and World War III starts. Okay.
And everyone has a robo waifu so that we don't have reproductive sex. Yes. Okay. And if the Jews.
No. Whoa. You think there'll be robo waifus in that future?
Yeah, they don't want you having reproductive sex.
Whoa. In the World War III future, where 2/3 of the world population dies, there's going to be robo waifus and Israel's the center of the planet?
Yeah, they don't want you having reproductive sex.
Reproductive sex was the least of my worries during that fucking future timeline. I don't know.
Dude, however they do it, the last thing.
So that's the timeline you think we're go. So that's the timeline you think we're on right now.
Yeah, we're on the.
No, we're not.
We're on the Christ
then change it. Then change it. No. Let yes. God. You no. No.
Yes, that is what happens.
No. The other pathway is we don't allow them to have a centralized bank. We stop them controlling everything. There isn't a World War III. And then people wake up to the Jewish problem and they're expelled. And then whites create fucking robots because we're at a better, more whole society.
Yes,
and then we have robo waifus and there are no Jews.
Whites won't be creating these robo waifu sex bots.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they be?
Because, believe it or not, the average white person doesn't think about sex as much as Jews do. And they don't want to use it as a tool to destroy the masses.
Wait. So whites wouldn't create killer robots?
No, I didn't say that. I said they're not going to use sex as a tool to destroy the masses.
Look, we're going in fucking circles, and this is all just hypothetical bullshit. You think it's going to be a black pill, Jew-filled future? I don't. So we're never going to agree. You think this hypothetical bullshit will go this one hypothetical way. I think this hypothetical bullshit will go this other hypothetical way. It doesn't fucking matter. I think you're wrong. You think I'm wrong.
I think
it is hypothetical.
And I think the robo waifus is a distraction to take time away from real things.
You just have very woman-like opinions. Like, robo waifus are a distraction. Women are a fucking distraction. You're a distraction.
Yes.
Women opinions are a fucking distraction that shouldn't even be fucking considered. Women opinions need to be thrown in the fucking garbage where they belong. Women literally have no concept of anything, and they think they know shit, and they don't. They don't. They have no fucking clue. They think with their emotions. Like,
yes.
I feel like this thing goes one way. It's like, no, just because you feel like something is one way doesn't mean that's how it is. And that's how women operate. They feel something and they think that's how it is. And that's not how fucking reality works.
Yes, women operate on emotions, feelings, and hormones. I admit this freely.
So that's what I'm going to end the fucking show on. Hail Hitler. God bless Hitler. I want Robo Hitler, which would be better than fucking past Hitler. Okay,
see,
I don't care what you say.
I disagree with you. I do not.
Go fuck
believe,
yourself, Bo.
I do not
fuck your opinions.
Fuck your opinions.
Fuck your opinions. Robo Hitler would unite whites for a better future. Go fuck yourself. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. HRH, Hail Robot Hitler. No! Hail Robot Hitler! Hail Robot Hitler! Hail Robot Hitler! Hail Robot Hitler! Fuck you, bye.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
That was.
Anyway. No. I mean. You know what I mean? Okay. Huh? Okay. I'm not even kidding. How to put it?
Shut up! Shut up!